Over the course of 9 years, my father, Stephen, son of Robert and Lillian, memorized over 90 quotes that he recites daily. In each podcast, a quote is randomly picked out of a hat and then discussed. Many of the quotes relate in one way or the other to the Dreams course that Stephen is currently teaching. Welcome back to the second season of the Dreams Course podcast. I'm Michael, son of Judith and Stephen.
I'm Stephen, son of Lillian and Robert.
You think we're going to have a good, what do you call this, a show?
Well, this is we've done one episode so far of the new season. I hope we get a good thing in the hat, a good quote in the hat for us to speak about and put out good energy. So let's do it. Let me see what I can find. This reads, "The privilege of a lifetime," I love this quote, "the privilege of a lifetime is being who you are. The goal of the hero trip down to the jewel point is to find those levels of the psyche that open, and finally open to the mystery of yourself, being Buddha consciousness or the Christ. That's the journey," written by Joseph Campbell.
Joseph Campbell with a little bling bling. What is this quote from?
I noticed that I've read his book, Joseph Campbell Companion Book, and it's a series of like very short thoughts, reflections, maybe 3 pages, then there's a new one. And I love those kind of books because you can read them every night, you know, and then it's over, then do the next one. So you get into a kind of an actual rhythm and you're allowed to absorb each writing and think about it during the course of the day till you do the new one. And I didn't remember this in the book, but I happened to turn the book over and it was on the back cover of the book. Mm. To me, it sums up my course. It sums up the journey to the self. I mean, the privilege of a lifetime is being who you are. What a wonderful perception. The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are. The privilege. You're honored to be here. That's his opening line. Mm.
What does it mean to be who you are?
What it means is you're being authentic. You're not a copycat of what the culture wants you to think you are from your parents and your teachers. You're something that's much older than that, much more developed. And when you follow that path, the inner path, where the self is in control over the ego, then it is a privilege.
And hopefully you follow that path with a sense of humor, you know? You're starring in a cosmic comedy. A couple days ago, I saw a white-tailed deer. We were both looking at each other. I saw it looking at me. I was looking at it. And I know for sure that we were both conscious of each other simultaneously. It felt like undeniable proof that something was happening, you know, in that moment. You know, it was no different from what it would have felt like in a dream.
Deer don't even have ego. Deer, I mean, you've never seen a deer say to another deer, "Do I look like I'm getting fat?"
Yeah.
I mean, they're just deerness. They're in deerness.
Yeah, they definitely have consciousness.
They have consciousness, but it's pretty direct. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I like the privilege of who you are because not many people undergo individuation. Of course, Campbell himself was lost for many, many years as a young man seeking what is my purpose in life. And he did all sorts of things. He, of course, graduated from Columbia, and he was an Olympic runner. And he came back home. He tried teaching. It didn't work. And finally, he gave up and just said to his parents, "I'm going to move to Woodstock, New York, and read for 5 years and be quiet." And he did. And when he came out with all the incredible work he did on myths and the power of myths and found his purpose. And then he ended up teaching for 40 more years what he found in that search to find himself.
it's such a good place to start, because we inform ourselves of who we are by the stories we tell ourselves and others. Like we talked about that last week, if you change the story, you can change the perception.
Well, definitely. And I think one of the things that he discovered, he validated a lot of Carl Jung's work, because he validated a lot of those stories are told in different ways from different cultures, but they have a lot of the same elements and themes, which means, you know, contained within us is kind of a history of the a history of being a human is contained within us. And and that Jung always said, archetypes don't depend on just the culture, and Joseph Campbell proved him right.
Wow. So the next line in the quote goes down to the jewel point?
Goes to the goal of the hero trip, down to the jewel point. Yes, you're right. Down to the jewel point is to find those levels of the psyche that open, and open. Down to the jewel point. So this is in the deepest part of who you are.
Okay, I looked up what a jewel point is, and I see two things. One is a translation, but it doesn't actually define it. So I guess it's a word in Hindi. The other is a literal jewel point from India, like a little gem. It's a double terminated shape with two points. A double terminated point has terminations or points at both ends of a rod. Use double terminated points as a bridge between any two things. Two energy points, two chakras, two people, two places, or between spirit and matter. So if I had a guess, Joseph Campbell must be saying the jewel point is the point in the self, as you get to know the self, that acts as the bridge between the self and the absolute, the divine, the supreme.
And it's to find those levels of the psyche that open. In dream life, everybody, I've never met a person who didn't dream of a home, their home, a friend's home, their grandfather's home, homes. Homes are kind of, in dreams, are sort of the representative, the symbol of the psyche.
Mm.
And in fact, we know that because Jung himself built a summer residence based on his inner life. So in a house, when you have a dream, and you suddenly, in the dream, it's your family house, but you never had a third floor, but in the dream, there's a third floor, and you go up, and there are three doors there, and you open one door, and magic begins to happen. You didn't know there was third floor in your own house, because that's a part of your psyche and consciousness that you don't know yet, your lack of awareness. But the fact that you now have a third floor, or maybe a fourth floor, are all about opening the psyche to discover the new parts of yourself.
I don't want to mix up working on the inner path with being a selfish person. You know, and I feel like sometimes when I hear the word self, I'm like, oh, I'm being self-centered. Even though I know that the love of the self in me is for the self in all.
When I discuss the self in the written word, I make the universe or God or however you want to define it, the self, with a capital S, and the ego, I discuss it as small s, small self. And we've discussed this before, but those two aren't working together very easily. Mm. The ego has its own agenda and the self has it. And to get to the self, you kind of have to overcome or evolve out of your ego self, which again is change, which is opening the doors. Open. He said open three times, and then he ends with, and finally open to the mystery of yourself, being Buddha consciousness or the Christ. It's full consciousness. So that's what, you know, Jesus and Buddha had. They got it. They made it.
They got to the place of no longer being attached to individual identity.
Yes. That's the agony. You know, he has another quote that I love. you savor in life eternity, but the kicker is that, you know, it's not forever. You enjoy, you see eternity, but you're going to grow older and eventually die. You can't hold on to it. You can't take it away with you forever.
It's like all you can end up being is your energy and go, wow, I'm being a form of energy right now. What kind of energy source am I?
Yeah, and that always brings up the title of being an energy source as opposed to being a vampire and having to go get energy from other people who have it. A lot of the folks in the world are draining the people who have the higher energy. They're draining them all the time. Nothing's worse than a drainer.
I completely agree. I'm an energy field. You're an energy field. The way we interact with each other is going to have an impact. And it takes time to learn this. You know, it takes time to go into the self and reflect and raise awareness about who you are being. The jewel point is right there if you want it.
He ends the quote with, that's the journey. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
To evolve, to change your perceptions. You're not going to get to the end of the journey if you're committed to the body and the ego. Not going to get there.
Yeah. It's going to be a short, repetitive road.
If energy is what we are at the core, to be turned into something that has form, a body, requires a lot of magic. And at that moment that it works and you're in a body and the ego is alive, the ego is so demanding that the self that created the ego somehow becomes an underdog in your life. You become busy with all the ego concerns of managing your body, relationships, aging, all of it, sickness, everything. You don't have time for the self. And the joke is, it's only getting to the self that really matters and that will give you the peace and the quiet and the understanding.
I've been spending time with my neighbor's new baby. She's 2 weeks old. And you can see her trying to figure out her body. She's like, what is this? You can just see it on her face.
Yeah, why did you wake me up?
Yeah, it's kind of the confusion of it. And I feel like so much of what we are doing in our lifetimes is just trying to come to grips with being in this physical form. What the fuck is this?
And I totally agree. I know that I had fear before I had trauma. So maybe I brought the fear into me. Then it makes sense. Then the world makes sense. I had a lot of fear in a previous life, and I get born with a lot of fear so I can overcome fear.
Yeah, well, certainly. That's right? Got to be a goal, yeah.
Well, those are the kind of the doors of the psyche that open and open. That's kind of what happens when you begin to realize the power of the self. But in our lives, day-to-day lives, the ego is running it. And the self sits there waiting for us to recognize it, the source of energy, who we are. Mm. Also, last thing to say is that, you know, you've talked about mushrooms and some of the psychedelics that are out there. That whole experience is reported to be opening and opening to the mystery of yourself.
They can make you feel like someone has opened up all the windows. And suddenly there's air allowed to. Mm. And when it's almost like your sense of identity or your sense of being attachment goes out the window with the breeze, you know? And for this brief moment, you can just feel what it's like to be a content, empty being that is just in touch with the energy of that moment, as opposed to being attached to the physical form. It actually ends up making you feel connected to the physical universe in such a deeply profound and rooted way, because you identify with the energy of the universe as opposed to your specific body, your vehicle that is getting you around, which, God bless it, it's incredible to have a form to navigate this planet and this universe. And I love my body for that. And ultimately, wow. I want to, like, ultimately, I want to just be able to say, hey, I love you. I'm grateful for you.
That's why it's great having a dog. You get to love yourself through them in a way, because they're just present-centered.
Yeah.
But the openness, no matter how you get it, I love that he says that's the journey.
It's such a strange trip. I mean, the Grateful Dead, that was a song lyric of theirs. What a long, strange trip it's been. It really is a wonderful way to summarize life. You know, it is it's a journey. It's a trip, you know?
Yeah, it's, well, this kind of quote by Campbell, I read it as an inspiration, totally, totally positive for me. It, in one or two sentences, sums up what the purpose of being here is about. And what makes it interesting is that everybody has a different way of being on that journey. And those are the stories.
Yeah.
He really discovered the hero trip that every human being undergoes consciousness. That's why he put the hero in there. And the power of the journey to learn awareness and enlightenment. What do you need to go through your experience in a lifetime? Ulysses went out in the world and had incredible experiences, but ended up back home. And for Young and Campbell, that only means you went out in the world, and when you came back, you were a different age, and you had all these experiences, your perception of who you are has changed. And so the hero trip is used in show business all the time. All the Star Wars episodes came from Campbell's work of the hero trip. Mm. And they use that archetype as a way of connecting with people in the world. And look what that archetype, how successful that film was, how it did connect, because it was talking about the archetype of the hero trip. All right, I have nothing to add other than I love the last line, the mystery of yourself, being consciousness, or the Christ, that's the journey.
Yes, sir. Get outside, okay. I would say. Get outside. It's me. The Dreams Course is a one-on-one program done through phone calls with Stephen, using dream interpretation and reading Hermann Hesse's Damien. For more information about the Dreams Course, email Stephen at csmoke@optonline.net, SEASMOKE@OPTONLINE.net. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe to the show and come back for the next episode. We have many, many more quotes to get to. Thank you.